Okay, in Tanya, we left off in the middle of Perek Yud Gimel on page 36. And the top is page 36, four lines in the top. Page 36, on the top it's page 36. In the English at the bottom, I don't know. So in the middle, 56 at the bottom. In Perek Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, the Alter Rebbe is describing the Beinoni. And in Perek Yud Gimel, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that now we can understand why by a Beinoni, the Gemara says that Zev is a Shaft and both judge him, and it doesn't say both rule him. Because a Beinoni is never ruled by the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara rules the Beinoni for a second in thought, speech, or action, he automatically becomes a Rasha. But what is it? Like a judge says his opinion, and another judge says his opinion, meaning the Yetzer Hara says its opinion, Yetzer Tov says its opinion, and the halacha, like the third one, the compromising judge, so to speak, the third opinion, which is Hashem, that gives the strength that the Beinoni should not be able to sin. And he says, now we can understand why a Beinoni is really Kirasha. A Beinoni is really like a Rasha. Why? A Rasha has a Yetzer Hara, the Beinoni has a Yetzer Hara. In action, like we learned last week, the Beinoni is like a tzaddik, but as far as level-wise, he's like the Rosh. The Rosh is the Yetzer Hara, Nefshabam is the sword of the Beinoni. And he says, this is what the Gemara says from the first page of Tanya, that even if everybody tells you you're a tzaddik, meaning everybody tells you that your mamash killed the Yetzer Hara and you have no Yetzer Hara whatsoever, in your own eyes, you should be like a Beinoni. You should feel yourself that you're only a Beinoni. He says now, the last thing that Rebbe was saying is that the more a Beinoni is alive, the more eating you do, the more sleeping you do, the stronger the Yetzer Hara gets. So he says now, four lines in the top of 36, closer to the end of the line. The Avmi Shebeteiras Hashem Chefze, even a person whose whole desire is the studying Torah of Hashem. The Yaga Ba'yayim of Alayla is diligent and learns Torah day and night. The Shema for the right purposes. So Lucheira, why isn't the guy a tzaddik? He says, Ein zo heichacha klal. This is not at all a proof. Shenitcha haramim kaimei, that the evil was pushed away from its place. It doesn't mean that you got rid of the evil. Even though you really love to learn, that's what you do day and night, it doesn't mean that you kill the Yetzer Hara. Ela yachal liyes, it could be. Shemahusiv atzmusi, that the essence of the nefesh habamis, of the animal soul, is betakvei ubegvurasei bimkeimei b'cholol asmali. It's in its full strength and might on the left side of the heart. Rak shelavusha, but the garments, which are machshava dibur amaisa, the thought, speech, and action of the nefesh habahamis, einem islapshim b'meach, it doesn't dress itself into the mind to think. It doesn't permeate the mouth to v'alpeh to speak. V'yadayim are the hands, v'shari vari aguf are all the other organs of the body. Mipnei Hashem, because of, why not? Because of Hashem, Shenosin Shlitim Memshola, that gave power and jurisdiction, Lemayach, to the mind, Alalev. He says, therefore, it doesn't mean, basically what he's going to explain, it's like it went to sleep. It doesn't mean that because you learn Torah day and night, and that's all you're interested in, is in godliness, it doesn't necessarily mean that you kill the Yetzer Hara. It could mean that it's not functioning now in the body. It's asleep. For that matter, it might be in a coma, but it's still there. He says, L'chein, nefesh olakish shebemech, therefore, because of this power, this additional strength that Hashem gives, the godly soul of the mind, Mishel is be'ir k'tana, controls the small city, which is a vari aguf kulam, she'ilavush, that the body should be a garment to merkav in the chariot, meaning completely bottle, l'shlei she'ilavusheha, to the three garments of the godly soul, she'islab shebehem, that they dress themselves into the body. Meaning, machshava, dibur, amaisa, shotayag, mitzvah, sotayra. It could be, the Rebbe is explaining, that as far as the practical governing faction of the body, it's only the thought, speech, and action of the nafshalikis. But the likis is going to split. That doesn't mean you got rid of the essence of the nafshabamis. It could still be there. And it could wake up at any given moment. So automatically, you're not a tzaddik. You mean half of each day?
Or maybe being a Rosh have different levels too.
Yeah, we learned in Perek, before we learned in Perek Yud, that the whole thing about the Rosh of, I'm sorry, in Yud Aleph, in Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses all the various different levels of a Rosh, Rosh of a Tevla, Rosh of a Rale. Now, we learned already in the past, like the Rebbe explains in a Maimer, just because a person did an Aveda once in his life, doesn't mean you finished the Bein in the ability. Even though the Alter Rebbe says, Le'aver Aveda Miyamav, he never did sin, Le'aver, and he never will sin, it doesn't mean that a guy, the day of his Bar Mitzvah, the day after did an Aveda, that he didn't control his thoughts, doesn't make him a Rosh for the rest of his life, that he cannot be a Beinin. What it means is, the Beinin on his present level, through Tshuva, is today on a level that he never sinned. Because what he did in the past is undone. Can a person be part-time Beinoni, part-time Rasha? Yeah, but it's not, obviously not a real Beinoni. You know? If somebody despises evil 5 minutes a day, for those 5 minutes, maybe he's a tzaddik. But is he a real tzaddik? No, I mean, if it's not real, if it doesn't last for 24 hours a day. Well, by the way, just for the record, it doesn't mean you're born a tzaddik and go to sleep your whole life and you're a tzaddik. A tzaddik is born with the ability to kill the Yetzer Hara, but it's a big, big fight. Is that born a tzaddik and go to sleep and he's an inborn tzaddik? That doesn't work like that.
Tzaddik is also a big fight?
How do you think to kill the Yetzer Hara? It comes easy. Tzaddik kills the Yetzer Hara. Is it easy to kill the Yetzer Hara? Can he become a Rosh again? It's possible. Why can't he become a Rosh? It's two opinions in the Gemara, by the way. According to one opinion, the Gemara asked the question, how is it possible Yechonakein Godel, who we spoke about last week, became a Tzeduki? So one answer in the Gemara is, it's possible for a tzaddik to become a Rosh again. Another answer is that Yechon HaKohen Gadol was originally Yanei HaMelech, who was a Rosh to begin with. And then he became a tzaddik, so it's possible for him to become a Rosh again. Even a tzaddik who kills the Yetzer Hara doesn't mean that he's now finished, he can go to sleep and he's not on guard. The tzaddik, if he starts lowering on his level within good itself, let's preface it with a different concept. If a tzaddik has no Yetzer Hara, and we learned this many times, if a tzaddik has no Yetzer Hara, how does he have free choice? Free choice basically is, you want to do a mitzvah, you want to do an aveda. So you have a nefesh l'kis says mitzvah, nefesh habamis says aveda, you have the fight, and you have the free choice, and you have that is the concept of free choice. If the tzaddik has no Yetzer Hara, so what free choice does he have? So we mentioned many times the famous story that Menachem Chernobyler with the tzedakah, whether they should give one guy all the money, different. The bottom line of the free choice of a tzaddik is not between good and bad, because he has no Yetzer Hara. The difference is between good and better. The tzaddik is a constant battle between good and better. If a tzaddik chooses good instead of better, on his level, that's evil. Because good compared to better is evil. It's not evil. It's not evil, evil. But on his level, good compared to better is bad. Now, if the tzaddik starts doing good instead of better, so he's not at Rashi yet, but that can lead to eventually get down lower and lower and lower until he finally can re-get the Yetzer Hara, and then he could become a Rasha. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, don't trust in yourself until the day you die, because it's possible And the example of that, Takadim Mefashim says, Yechon and Kohen Gadol, was Yechon and Kohen Gadol for 80 years and then he became a Tzaduki. Because it is possible that if he keeps losing ground on his level, he could become a Rosh again.
If you don't have Yetzer Hara, what is the bottle?
Battle.
Milchama.
I said between good and better.
But if no Yetzer Hara, who calls you to?
Well, good is from the Yetzer Hara, from the Yetzer Tov.
This is a choice from Yetzer Tov.
Within the Yetzer Tov itself, he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. How can he have a fight with the Yetzer Hara? It's between the Yetzer Tov and itself, between good and better. That's his fight that he has to have in serving Hashem.
Even without Yetzer Hara, it will be a fight.
That's what I'm explaining. That's the fight between good and better. It's always a battle.
Any choice is a battle
and a fight. When you don't know what decision to make, it's a battle. The battle ends after 120 years. And then it says, there's a new battle. Ein lehem menucha. They have no rest, not in this world, not in the world to come.
When Mashiach will come, it will not be yet survived. It still will be fight between good and better.
Yeah. Okay, so he says, in the middle of the page, Ava mohosev atzmusa, shonefesh olikis, but the essence of the godly soul, ein lashlita umemshola mohosev atzmusa shonefesh abamiz b'meini, does not have jurisdiction and control over the essence of the Nefesh HaBamis of the Beinoni itself. Ki im b'shah sha'avas Hashem u bizgalis libe. The only time we learned before that the Beinoni controls the Nefesh HaBamis is the time when the Ava of Hashem is revealed. Like he says, b'shas ha'tfilah u'kriyetzibah. Like the time of davening, when he's meditating into the greatness of Hashem, so that time the Yetzer Hara goes to sleep. And he says, v'av gam zeh sepam, even then, it's only control. It's dominance. It doesn't mean you kill it. Because I control somebody doesn't mean it's dead. I temporarily control it. Like it says in the Pasuk, one nation will be stronger than the next. And like it says, when this nation gets stronger, this one becomes weaker. When this one gets stronger, this one becomes weaker. So therefore, during davening, when the Nefesh HaKiyus is very strong in its devotion and dedication of loving Hashem, Shenefesh HaKiyus, at that time of davening, that the Nefesh HaKiyus misametzes, strengthens itself, umizgaberetz on Nefesh HaBamis, and is victorious over the animal soul. B'moker HaGvuras, in the source of Gvura, which is Bina, which is the source of Gvura, there's Bein in B'gdulas Hashem Ein Tzav Baruch, and to meditate into the greatness of Hashem, Ulahelid Ava Azal Hashem, and to create in davening this very strong feeling of love to Hashem, Kirish Pe'esh, like a burning fire, Bechonla Yimani Shebeliba, on the right side of the heart. Vazai then, when the Beinoni is davening, Iskaf Yitzitrachar Bechonla Smoli, he weakens and breaks the evil on the other side. But Avolain is Batal Legamide Bebeinoni, the evil does not destroy it completely. You're only controlling it. A Beinoni controls the evil. But that's it. That it's only bottled completely by a tzaddik. Shenemar by a tzaddik, the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Tillim, that the Gemara quotes, V'li b'cholul b'kirbi, my heart is hollow within me. The David HaMelech says, I have no Yetzer Hara. V'meyez b'ra, he despises evil. And he hates it either with the ultimate hatred, which is the level of the complete tzaddik, or not with the ultimate hatred, which is the tzaddik she'ena gama, the incomplete tzaddik. So therefore he says, a Beinoni might control evil, but he doesn't despise evil. The only one that despises evil, whether complete despising or incomplete despising, is a tzaddik that doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. because he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, therefore he despises evil. And like we said, many people will not do evil, but they won't get sick over people doing evil. And as many people won't steal, but when they hear somebody stole, they're not going to get sick over it. That's not, so therefore, you won't do it, but you don't despise it. They did it. I wouldn't do it. But you don't despise it because you're not a tzaddik, you're only a beinoni. Avol bebeinoni, therefore by a beinoni, who derech mashul, it's like a mashul, ka'adam sheyoshen, like a person that sleeps, sheyachal lachzer v'leir mishnasi, can get up. Your biggest enemy, when he's sleeping, is not dangerous. The only problem is, he can wake up. And when he wakes up, he's dangerous again. That's the Yetzer Hara by a beinoni, during davening. The whole time, the Yetzer Hara is not even sleeping. It's up and it's working. When a beinoni davens, what happens actually is, the Yetzer Hara goes to sleep, and therefore it feels like it's not there, because it's not fighting you. But the truth is, he said, you didn't get rid of it. He says, Kachara, Bebeinani, who Kayashin Mukhala Smali, it's like he goes to sleep, Vishas Krishma Tfila, during Krishma davening, Shalibe Ber Ba'aves Hashem, when his heart is burning with his great love of Hashem, but Va'achakach, Yachali as Chayzev Ener, but he can wake up. And therefore you're not a tzaddik. And now the Alter Rebbe explains why Rabbi thought he was a Beinani. Lachain, based on what we learned before, we can understand Hayarabba Machzik Atzmi Kabainini. On the first page of Tanya, Dr. Rebbe quoted the Gemara that Rabbi said, if you want an example of a Bainini, he said, that's me. So Dr. Rebbe asks in the first page of Tanya, how could Rabbi say it's a Bainini if a Bainini means 50% mitzvahs and 50% Avedis? Rabbi's mouth never stopped learning to the extent that the Malachamovas couldn't even kill him. How is it possible to say that the Rabba was only a Beinoni? Right? And we learned a long time ago when we were learning the first Perek, you can't say that the Rabba was modest, because modesty does not mean to lie. Modesty doesn't mean, 50% of my life a person doesn't sin at all, but he said, 50% of my life I do sins. That's not modesty, it's lies and foolishness. The question is, how did Rabbi think he was a Beinoni? Really, there's no question that Rabbi was a tzaddik. He was the greatest person in his generation. Why did Rabbi think he's a Beinoni? So first let's explain it outside. Rabbi thought he's a Beinoni that's always davening. Rabbi never had problems in the Yetzer Hara, from the Nefesh HaBamis. But Rabbi thought, I still have it, but he's sleeping the whole time. Rabbi was like a Beinoni that davens an entire day. But Rabbi thought at any given moment, the Nefesh HaBamis could wake up. Then that makes sense, the concept of modesty. Rabbi's Yetzer Hara never functioned, it never bothered him. But Rabbi thought out of modesty, not that he killed it, he put it to sleep. But at any given moment, it could wake up.
Does Tanya get his definition of tzaddik and beinoni from his statement? That was based on?
Not only from Rabbi's statement, but basically what the Gemara says, Yetzer Tov Shev from, that Yeki Harga B'Tanya Ein La Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says in Brachas that a tzaddik has no Yetzer Hara, that the Gemara says. So the Alter Rebbe is basically, and also the Alter Rebbe says on the first page, if once you do an Aveda, you're automatically a Rasha. So it can't be 50-50. 50-50, you're a Rasha. Because if you do one sin, you're a Rasha until you do tshuva. He says now, L'chein ha-yirabe machzik atzmi k'beinoni. Now we can understand why Rabbi thought he was a Beinoni. He says, Avdol e-posik pumi megirsa, even though his mouth never stopped learning, u'betayres Hashem chefzi yeman v'layla, and day and night is a whole desire. By the way, just for the record, Rabbi passed away when he was 40. And the Gemara says about Rabba, he said that he never stopped learning. Hashem once had a halachic shayla. There's an argument between Hashem and the yeshiva upstairs. So Hashem said, I'm yochid be'al yainim, and Rabba is yochid be'tachtainim. I'm alone in this world, the Rabbi is alone and down in earth, let's go ask him. I mean, that's the greatness of what our Rabbi was. Same time as Rav Yosef.
I don't know.
Rabbi was a teacher of Abaye and Rav, closer to in the middle of the Gemara era, in the middle.
Why lived only 40 years?
Years, I don't know. Look up in the.
Why lived only 40 years? Such a big study.
That you have to ask him.
What does it mean that the mekor of the Gvura is Bina? What is the?
Trust him.
Yeah, I do trust him.
That's
but
all.
I want to understand what is the kesher, what is the between Bina and Gvura.
Because Chochma is on the right, Bina is on the left, Ches is on the right, Gvura is on the left.
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean that?
Right. Yeah, but no.
So the source. Technical.
Okay, not.
The source of Bina, and Mitzvah Segvura is Bina.
That, so, because the woman has more Bina, he has more Gvura.
If you want to think so, yeah.
Avdalei
Pasik Pumim Megirsa. Okay. Even though his mouth never stopped learning the Torah of Hashem Chafsiyim V'Layla, and his desire was to say to Hashem, the Chveitz and the Chsheka with the desire and the lust. The chukin wanting, the nefesh shekeken, a nefesh that wanted La Hashem to be connected to Hashem. Va'ava rabo, it's a tremendous love. Kibishas krishma tefillah, like it was krishma tefillah. In other words, rabo, a whole day, was on the level of davening in krishma. V'nidma be'enov, and rabo maintained that he was kebenini hamispalo kolayim, like he was a benini to daven the whole day. So now his rabbi maintained that not that he killed the Yetzirah, he should put it to sleep. But at any moment, he could wake up. So that's why he said he's a Beinoni. Not a regular Beinoni. A Beinoni is davening a whole day. Where do we see this? Okamayim Razal, like Rabbi Echanan says in the Gemara, Halavai sheyispalol adam kolayim kuli. Halavai, a person should daven a whole day. Now obviously, Rabbi Echanan is not meaning you should say the words a whole day. He's talking about the Aveda of davening. Meaning, halavai, a person, should be an entire day in the level of understanding godliness and a tremendous love of Hashem that puts the Yetzirah to sleep. So Rabbi was on that level of a person that davened the whole day. So therefore, Rabbi said he's a Beinoni, even though he was really a Tzaddik. He killed the Yetzirah. Not only that, Rabbi was a Tzaddik Gomor, he transformed the Yetzirah to a Yetzirah Teiv. But he thought that he just put it to sleep.
He's on constant guard against
his Rabbi was in constant guard, thinking that at any moment it could wake up, yes.
On constant guard, he had to be at a higher level to achieve that.
Correct.
Choosing greater than good.
Yeah. The best, mentioned many times, the best defense is offense. The best defense in any sport or in life, b'chlal, the best defense is when you're on the offense. So when a person's on guard for the Yetzirah, the best way of defending oneself against the Yetzirah is by actively being offensive on the offensive to doing mitzvahs, learning, davening in this. But
what's the difference between Yetzirah and Shabbos?
It's really the same thing. The Yetzirah, if you want to get technical, are the midas of the Nefesh HaBamis.
Like all the Yetzirah HaShemah?
Yeah.
So how can a person transform his Yetzirah to the Yetzirah? Like, what does that mean? It's
that instead of loving world, what the Nefesh HaBamis does, that power of love, that instinct, that emotion of love, of loving world, now loves Kedusha.
But it's still there. It's just possible to it.
No. Instead of, it's a mid of love.
No, but the Nefesh HaBamis is still there.
No, it kills it. The Nefesh HaBamis, as Alter Rebbe said, is 10 levels. Seichel, Midas, Machshava Dibra Maaseh, right? So the Yetzirah usually refers to the Midas of the Nefesh HaBamis.
The Nefesh HaBamis keeps the person alive, no?
Not by a tzaddik. By a tzaddik gomor, or even not a tzaddik gomor, by a tzaddik who kills the Yetzirah, the Nefesh HaBamis, so what does he live from?
Hashem.
Nefesh HaLukis.
he transformed his body to be a Yetzer HaTov?
He transforms that the godly soul is what gives life to the body. Therefore, the Altrebbe brings on later that Hillel told his Talmidim, when Hillel went to eat, he said he's going to be Gemel Chesedim O'aluva. He's going to do a kindness with the shamed one, because Hillel lived from the Nefesh HaLakis. And therefore, he only did it, so to speak, as a favor to do the Nefesh HaBamis.
Body has to
how say, to be sustained from Yetzer HaTov. Yeah, when he went to eat, he said, I'm going to Ligmel Chesed Imo Aluva.
Why did he have that?
Huh?
Why did he have a Nefesh HaBamis?
He didn't.
So who's Aluva?
The body. He says,
Hu
Gufay Ki Kamar Zar Nechshev Etzlei. Because Hu Atzmei is only Nefesh HaLakis Levad. Ki Hu Levad De Mechaya Gufay Psarei. The Altrebbe says in Perichov Test about Hillel, who's obviously a Tzadik Gomer. By the Tzadik Gomer, his physical body is living from the Nefesh HaLakis. So the body is a complete foreigner to him. So he's doing the chesed with the foreigner to give him to give him some food to eat.
Body and Nefesh Behemis is two separate things.
Body is a physical body, and Nefesh HaBamis is a spiritual soul that gives life to the body.
What's the body? A medium to take.
The body is this.
How body can be sustained from two things?
We don't sustain our body by normal people. Sustained only from the Nefesh HaBamis.
And when you change it to Nefesh,
you change your lifeline. You live from Kedusha.
In the same body.
Yeah. Why not?
The body is so physical.
No. What's the problem? What? I don't see what the problem of having a body.
He was born, a tzaddik is born with the ability, which means there must be a difference in the body. With the ability to live off the Nefesh HaLakis.
No.
They're both spiritual
sources. Both spiritual sources of life. The question, are you living from Kedusha or are you living from evil? The Altrebbe asks in the Geres HaTshuva the famous question, why is it that normally in the time of the Beis HaMikdash somebody ate Chametz on Pesach or ate on Yom Kippur or did other avers that you get Kodesh, they die before 50 or 60. Why is it today that people do all those avers and live a long, healthy, happy life? The Altrebbe explains that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when you lived from Kedusha, your body lived from Kedusha. So if you did an Avedi, you cut the lifeline, so your body died before 60 or 50. But now we live from evil anyway. So he can do it for who knows how long. What's the difference?
So they used to live according to the Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
When did that change?
When people got lowered. There were certain tzaddikim. Rav Yosef, there's a famous sikhah when the Rebbe turned 60. In Tavshin Chav Beis, when the Rebbe turned 60, the Rebbe had a Fabrengen, and the whole Fabrengen, there's a sikh about Rav Yosef, when he hit 60, made a party for the Chachamim, and he made the party because he said, I left the category of Golus, of Kodis, sorry, I left the category of Kodis, because he reached 60, and the Rebbe spoke a whole arichus to Sinim with Tanya, and the Rebbe said, how did Rav Yosef know that he lived from Kedushin? The Rebbe brought a proof from the Gemara at the end of Hayrius that he never needed a doctor, and it showed that he lived from a supernatural thing. So Rav Yosef understood that he didn't live from evil, he lived completely from Kedusha. And the Rebbe says, and that's it, that many tzaddikim, when they reached 60, they made a party, but out of modesty, they connected it to an ending of a mesechta. And they made a party, so to speak, for the finishing of the Masechta. And the Rebbe Taka made a siyum that day, that time of the Yeralef Nis and Tavshin Chav Beis. It was the 60th birthday of the Rebbe. The Rebbe made a party. He spoke a whole inyan about going out of the category of Kodesh. But that tzaddikim, that live from Kedusha, so they know that if they hit 60, it shows that they're not living from evil. They're living from Kedusha, and they're out of the Kodesh range.
You can't do something to deserve Kodesh at 55 years old.
Yeah, but then you would die anyway by 60.
60.
Can we compare the body with the klipas nogas? It can be...
The nefesh habamis is also from klipas noga. The body of a Jew is klipas noga.
It can to be changed from the kedusha and from the ego. Because of this.
Can you change a battery in a machine?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. How could it live from two different types of batteries? Two different batteries, I mean. You put in a new battery. Until now, the battery was Nefesh HaBamis, AAA. Mm-hmm. And then you put in Nefesh HaLakis. It was AA or D or whatever. Mm-hmm.